Utah's roller coaster weather forced several school districts to cancel classes over the last few weeks and even over the last couple of days. School administrators have to find time in the schedule to make up that missed time. But one Utah Board of Education member says, maybe they shouldn't have to. KSL News Radio's Brianna Bodley is joining me now in the studio to explain. This is sure to have kids cheering, but is there a trade-off?
No, actually, at least not right now. So the idea is if schools want state funding, they have to complete classes for a minimum of 990 hours or 180 school days. So when they call a snow day, it means that somewhere down the line, they'll have to make it up. And that's where we hit the snag. There's a board member I just recently talked to. Her name is Terrell Warner. And she tells me making up those days isn't actually easy.
There's talk about maybe we should have it made up at spring break, but some parents may already have plans on spring break. We've got kids that may have activities going on in summer. And so if they're hitting that 990 hours, should we give them a break and not make them have that 180 days because of the weather?
And she said since then she's had a slew of calls from worried parents, teachers, administrators, especially since this isn't a common problem here in Utah. We've talked about that several times here on KSL.
Right, you were in here once before telling us all about how Utah is so good at not calling snow days.
Absolutely.
Like they do among the weak in the East. Now, let me tell you how they do this in the East. In the East, they schedule 6 extra days of school. So there's 186 days on the calendar. If it doesn't snow at all, they cancel the last 6 calendar days of the year. But they don't add them into the calendar here. So are they saying they're going to make up those hours like one at a time, like add an extra hour to school each day so they don't have to worry?
Well, that's the thing. So I was actually doing the math. 990 hours isn't the problem. If you split that between 180 days, that's about 5.5 hours per day. It's the 180 days that is the problem. So they would still have to complete the hours, maybe add, you know, half an hour here or there to school, or maybe an hour here or there. It's the days that would cause the problems moving into spring break, into holidays. So what she was saying is this time they just excuse the days that were missed, still have them work out the hours, but moving forward, this wouldn't excuse any more snow days. This is only the snow days we've seen so far this year. And like you were saying, they add days. In Utah, we typically pride ourselves on, if it snows, we've got snow plows out there so quick, we clean it up.
Right.
Well, in Logan alone, they had negative 20 degree weather. The buses wouldn't even start, even if they could get on the roads, they couldn't even get on the roads.
All you have to know is this avalanche, they had 7 feet of snow up in the mountains.
Exactly.
It's a little bit crazy what's been going on this year, sure, but this proposal is only from one member of the board. There's no mortal lock that they're going to make a decision to let the day go.
Exactly. In fact, she didn't even put it on the docket until today. So they have to wait until 2:45 tomorrow before they can even discuss it because it has to be on the docket for 24 hours. So at this point, there is no, you know, sure say that this is going to go forward. All we know is that one board member is very much in favor of it.
I can predict that you're going to be coming back to report on this story again sometime soon, aren't you?
I might.